As neighborhoods evolve, what should urban design look like? How should the planning rely on creativity, consciously centered in and engaged with the community it is supposed to serve? Those questions will be raised later this week as Chattanooga Design Studio resumes its Civic Speaker Series in person on Thursday, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Camp House's new location on East 12th Street. Eric Myers is Executive Director of Chattanooga Design Studio. Erica Roberts, a local artist, is the studio's creative strategist. They talk about Civic and how this week's discussion connects with Westside Community Evolves, the effort to reimagine the district in Chattanooga that is home to the city's oldest and largest public housing complex. Eric, Erica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Civic is back.
Civic is back.
And we should remind people about this series, what it focuses on.
Civic is an urban design educational speaker series that we host, and we have been hosting in person prior to COVID, and now we're opening back up to in-person events. The program and the events are centered around urban design practice nationwide, and so we often invite people that are practicing urban design and creating change in cities across the country to come to Chattanooga and open our eyes about different ways that this is being done across the country. It's really rewarding for a lot of folks to hear about the great progress that other communities are making.
And when we talk about urban design, Erica, we're talking about nuts and bolts. We're not having these abstract, theoretical, speculative conversations.
No, I come from a different take on it in the sense as an artist or a creative. I'm seeing where the creatives have a space in there. Where do we fit in there somehow? But I also come from a person that was new to Civic, just what, 2017, 2018? Extremely new coming to the Civic and learning a lot of things that I'm now using. At one point, I thought some of the terms were over my head at first, but then when I started to see them through the lens of a creative, they weren't so abstract. They made a whole lot more sense than I thought. And I also saw where I could plug myself in and also plug in other artists that I love working with and also showing them, okay, so look, you can do this. Your art fits here. And it's not so weird. It's not so abstract. It's not so speculative. This is actually really, really good. And so I see it totally different. I sit in with architectures and I listen to them, but I'm also seeing where a creative idea can help get to a point or get to a goal. So maybe they have a goal of something. And so what does that look like for me to be able to help as a creative, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So those conversations that I hear them in a way that sparks me to move in a creative way. I can see it, you know, like I'm totally like seeing it in my head.
Tell us more about the other guest besides yourself.
Ray Parks, he's amazing. She is powerful. She saw in me what I didn't see right off. I was nervous originally about being a part of this project because I wasn't sure like what that meant for me. But she is a consultant, but also a gifted project manager, very gifted in the sense of being able to see all of the pieces that we wouldn't normally see, like right off. There's like so many pieces to this. I'm just the art part, right? But she's seeing all these other pieces and being like this maestro in a way of coordinating these things.
And that's because she is an urban planner,
right,
in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
EJP Consulting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she's amazing. She's so dope. In the sense that I find it is really gifted and talented to be able to see the big pieces. Sometimes when you are head down in one section, it's hard to see the other things. And then also it's a huge responsibility to have the big eye and see everything. And somehow it's a choreographed dance, so to speak, of all of the pieces. And she's able to like really make those things plug in. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, so that's how it was going to work. Ah, I see. I see. So it makes more sense that way. And it's really cool to be able to see how I can be used or how the artist can be used in that same way.
It was apparent to me, really, that Westside's selection committee, we released an RFP to national level firms to help us out, to help plan the future of the Westside and help create a future for meaningful change. And it was really apparent to me that that selection committee saw in EJP, mm-hmm. and in particular in Ray, someone that felt that in order to make meaningful change, plans have to be more than just about buildings.
Yep.
They have to be more about than bricks and mortar,
mm-hmm.
because cities are fundamentally about people.
They begin and end with people, and people along the way and in between.
Absolutely. Precisely. Absolutely. Precisely. And Ray, we threw quite a bit at this RFP, and we threw quite a bit of what I would say is non-traditional planning at this exercise. And Ray and her team latched onto it very quickly, reached out to Erica, and understood what we meant when we say that we wanted artists involved in the community engagement exercises so that we got much deeper conversations than traditional planning exercises ever could.
Yeah. Yeah. Chattanooga Design Studio is really instrumental in making sure that those RFPs actually, like, in order for you to apply, you had to have creatives on your team. And I think that that speaks highly to the value of a creative. Creatives, through their different artistic languages, work in an intentional way because of their closeness with their artists, with their artistry. And so if you are putting a creative in the beginning at your table to start off with, then you don't really have a choice but to have intentionality built all the way through, right? So it's like putting the eggs in the cake.
Right.
Even though you don't know what that, you know the eggs are in there. You also know when there's not any eggs. You know that at the end. But when you're baking all of the necessary ingredients into the process, then you're going to get that intentionality even in the end game. And so it feels valuable. I feel valuable, you know, and I feel valued all the way through because there was a mention of having a creative from day one. And there's not been a moment that they've not made certain to ask a creative.
A bit more involved and a bit more intentional than handing you a cake that has already been baked and asking you to apply the frosting and mm-hmm. make it fancy.
So many times, and this is a different way for Chattanooga to work, but before we would be added at the end, oh, we need a poet to host. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you have a poem in your pocket? Could you come in, you know, a pretty necklace at the end?
Make it pretty.
Right. But when you actually include all the way through, then you can see the evidence of that intentionality all the way through, down to even the minute of details, the things that maybe someone wouldn't even think about. That intentionality points you in that direction every time. And so that also has a human quality, and it makes it easy. When I go into communities, I don't always ask people to trust me. I ask them to trust my artistic language, trust my art, and know that it's sincere and that it's true and it's intentional. It comes from that space. So when they see that and they see that that's what was a part of this process, then it's almost, you know, involuntary how much they will latch on to this and become a part and try their best to accommodate and actually have an input as a community.
Give us a quick update on West Side Evolves.
We're in the final part of the process, the planning process.
I know. Wow.
It has been. It's been an unbelievable effort. A very, very large team of people working together collaboratively over the past year. We're at that last stage, and we're going to host on July 24th, Saturday, from 1 to 5. We're going to unveil the plan and its final recommendations in sort of a block party, if you will. We feel like that's the most appropriate way to announce this plan and share the final mm-hmm. recommendations with the community, is just close the street and celebrate the fact that we've had such meaningful conversations. Celebrate the art that has been created during this process.
That block party is going to be monumental in the sense of first time a community has been able to come together in a year, you know, because of COVID. That has a different connotation as well, a coming together. And then also being able to see the recommendations and honestly be able to talk to them, be able to have conversations and listen to them after this when they're able to see this. It's going to be really good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if people want more information about Civic with you and Ray Parks on the 22nd, or more information about the block party on the 24th, where can people go online?
They actually can go to westsideevolves.org. And then also our Facebook page, Westside Evolves, which is on Facebook as well. Those are two really important dates, July 22nd, Civic at the new Camp House, which I'm excited about that. New Camp House, yay. And then also Grove Street on the 24th. They'll get to see the actual art. This is a lot of art that we created through this entire process. And they'll get to see that art on the 24th. And I'll be talking about how we got to that art, how we were able to build that art in the center in our community on the 22nd. We'll get to talk about what that looks like and how we arrived there.
And Chattanooga Design Studio online?
Yes, you can register for Civic for Thursday online at chattanoogastudio.com/Civic with a Q.
Yep. All right. It's free.
Free and open to vote.
All right. Erica, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.